what is so disheartening is the fact that we have the highest rate in the state of New York.
Regent Collins pointing to the high suspension rates for Black students in the New York Equity Coalition report. Those findings are from the 2016-17 school year. 19% of Black students in Buffalo Public Schools were suspended, 28% in the Niagara Falls City School District. Regents Collins called for action during this week's Board of Regents meeting.
Because I think our communities and our parents out there need to know about suspensions and what it means for kids not to be in school, because if you're not in school, you can't learn. How are you going to graduate?
The Board of Regents is considering new statewide regulations to hold districts more accountable for the number of out-of-school suspensions.
We just put together our budget request that we will be sending over to the legislature and hoping that they fund the things that we need. I was able to bring up the fact that we need more intervention, not less. We need more of the monies that are coming in. And we also need to monitor these schools, not just in Buffalo, but across the state, who have high suspension rate.
The Buffalo School District says it's been a long-standing issue, but this year suspensions are trending downward. It's using a number of programs district-wide, such as responsive teaching, trauma-informed care, and restorative practices. In the Niagara Falls City School District, Superintendent Mark Laurie tells us they have a restorative justice counselor working with students and implements other methods.
One would be the Saturday Youth Court, where a student who commits an infraction of the code of conduct goes before a jury of his or her peers, and they dictate what the punishment should be, what the consequence should be. And those consequences can range from anything to an apology letter, a community service period of time.
Meanwhile, Regent Collins tells us she's planning to meet in a few weeks with the Buffalo School Superintendent and Board President to plan for even more strategies.
And we're going to sit down and plan some additional strategies in terms of how some of my brother's keeper's monies can be used to put in place some really good programs, programs that if we start them and see success, that we give them sustainability monies as well.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.